Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I can't tell you how glad I am that you're watching these broadcasts today. I preached these earlier this year in Canaanland, Nigeria at Faith Tabernacle Church, which is just outside of Lagos, Nigeria. And actually, Canaanland was started with 500 acres out in the jungle by Bishop and Faith Oyedepo because they had outgrown every place they found. They got 500 acres. Then the first time Gloria and there, and I were there in 2008, it was 2,000 acres. And now it's 10,000 acres, praise God. And this is the most outstanding, most anointed place that you can imagine. And that's the reason I wanted you to be a part of this minister's conference there and experience this same anointing. You're going to like this.
God is love, and He is the Abba Father. Let's go back now. 1 John 4. Got just a few moments here. We have known and believed the love. Do you remember when Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat? They hit that storm and they went back and woke Him up. And Tracy, they said, "Don't you care that we perish?" They didn't believe He loved them. Do you remember what Israel said? "He has brought us out here to kill us." I mean, He just delivered them. He just set them free. I mean, the loving God set them free. And they said, "He brought us out here to kill us. He brought us out here so they could take our wives and kill our children." What they're saying is, "He brought us out here for them to rape our wives and kill our kids." They didn't believe the love. That's what got them in trouble. Amen. Except for three people. Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. Caleb said, "Our God is able. Let's take them out. Let's go get it right now." Now, remember this. The word God came from European theology, especially in German theology. The word God, in German, G-O-T, God. All the way through the English Bible, you see the word God. God this, God that. Then the word Lord, capital L-O-R-D. But God was not known by the name God. He has names. And every name He has reveals love. "I am the God that healeth thee." What is that? That is God, the Lord, Jehovah Rapha.
Hallelujah.
For healing to have passed away, God would have had to have changed His name. That's foolishness. He's always been a healer. Love always heals. Love can't stand it when its family is sick. Love hates sickness. Love hates poverty. Love hates sin and loves poor people, sick people, captive by Satan. Hates him. Jesus, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all oppressed of the devil.
This is true in India, just the same as it is here. Amen. How's the church doing? I knew it would be doing good. God bless you. Whew, it's good to see you. I'll be back in a minute. They're a friend of mine. They pastor in India, and I haven't seen them in a long time.
Praise God. So this man and woman preached the word of faith in India. It's against the law. So? Oh, yeah, but Brother Copeland, don't you understand? They're liable to kill you. So? You're going to die. Did you not know that? You should have known that by the time you were 4 years old. You are going to die. Yeah, if you know Jesus, perfected love casteth out fear. Hallelujah. My God loves me. Amen. And the other side of dying is stunning. It's glory. God, who is love, created heaven. God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my love. Give the Lord praise. Thank Him with me, please. Thank Him with me, please. I want to close right here. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. Now, Romans 5:5 says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the Spirit of love. Amen? So, that love is in there. When you were born again, the fruit of the Spirit was born in you. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love. Love. Joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. All of that, all of those things are manifestations of love. That's God in you. You're born of Him. He's in there. That fruit is in there, but it won't grow unless you confess it. Oh, I'm growing on the inside. See, faith, that's not talking about saving faith. That's faithfulness. I am a faithful child of God. Hallelujah. You need to be saying that. You remember what the Apostle John called himself? You understand? He believed what Jesus said when Jesus said you have what you say. He got that. The rest of them didn't. He did. He called himself the apostle that Jesus loved. Called himself that all the time. The apostle, the one that Jesus loved. I'm the one that Jesus loved. He outlived them all. They boiled that man in oil. They would put a human being. Can you imagine demonized people can be so brutal. Put a man in a cauldron full of boiling oil, and they would drop a meat hook down in there and catch hold of their bones and pull the skeleton out and all the meat just, I mean, hey, they're cooked. They put him in there and he didn't die. Well, that sounds like the fiery furnace, doesn't it? Put a man, you can't kill a man like that. You know why? The blessing of the Lord was upon him. And walking in love, he was in a position to receive the full effect of the blessing of Abraham. All the time. Outlived them all. Look very, very carefully now. We're coming to a place. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or perfected. Why? Practicing it. See, this book is about loving your brother, practicing the love of God. It's a commandment. As you practice it, it perfects it. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Now, wait a minute. Stop. God is love. Of course there's no fear in God. There's no fear in him. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but we've been given the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. A fear-filled mind, a worried mind is not a sound mind. Worry is a sin. It's a killer sin because it's fear-based and fear-dependent. The spirit of fear is Satan, who is also the spirit of death. He cannot, did you hear my word? He cannot do anything to you apart from fear, no more than God will do something for you apart from faith. Fear and faith are spiritual connectors. One connects you to death, the other connects you to life. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. That is where we will leave it today. Now notice this. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, perfected love, developing love, casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Love casts out fear. Love casts it out. It doesn't manage it or put it down. It gets rid of it. Why does love, who is God, cast out fear? It just told you. Because fear hath torment. The tormentor, who is Satan. Tracy, come up here a second. Let me make this illustration, and then we'll close. Now, The torment is in the fear. Can you see that? It's not fear and torment. It said fear has torment. The torment is in the fear. Satan is the tormentor. Now, he has to have something to hook on to in order to torment. All doubt is torment. All unbelief is torment. Yeah, but I know the Bible says that. No, you don't know the Bible said that. You just read it. But my God loves me, and he loves me as much as he does Jesus. And Satan, you're a liar and the father of it. No fear. No torment. Ah, now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, put that hook up there. And here comes the Spirit of God. Need I say more? Huh? Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Trey. Woo! Hallelujah! Krepushe la loshimo mahane, ledge rabado romono ne no getala. Rest, rest, rest in me, saith the Lord. Rest, rest, rest in me. Rest on my word. Be quiet for a moment. Be quiet for a moment. Be quiet for a moment. I'm speaking by the Spirit. Rest. Rest in me. Rest on the solid foundation of faith in my love and faith in my power. Faith in my mercy. Faith in my gentleness. Faith in my goodness, my long suffering. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that loves you and cares for you. So rest in this. Be quiet before me. Let me speak love words to your heart and to your mind. And all of you that have a worried mind right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak peace. All of you that worried and heavy laden under debt, Jesus preached the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt cancellation. I demand debt bow its knee in your presence. I speak the word of the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. He became poor. He became the curse of poverty that we might be made rich in him. Yes, it is time, saith God, for the end time financial transfer. Don't you try to make it happen. You believe me and allow it. For I said in my word, the wealth of the sinner shall find its way into the hands of my people. And those who through usury and unjust gain have increased their substance It shall be removed from them, saith the Lord, in these last days, and it will come into the hands of those who love and have pity and minister to the poor. For I'm speaking of the day of judgment, and I'm speaking of the day of my glory outpouring. For you see, both are at hand. The world and that Babylonian system has hit the cap, and it cannot go any higher. Nations are being changed. Hallelujah. The world is struggling under the heel of poverty and disease. But I was made the curse of poverty, saith Jesus. And I am the Lord that healeth thee. Listen to me. Walk with me. Develop a grateful and kind heart. I have been speaking to you all along. Some of you never take time to listen. I am not an absentee father. I am Abba Father. It is my greatest joy when I see my children walk in the truth of my love. So rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. And know, say I know. His love. And I believe the love. I have faith in that love. God loves me. Now put your name in there. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. Give the Lord a praise.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.